Evander Kane said nothing as he entered court and stood for his proceedings. His attorney, Paul Cambria, entered a not guilty plea on behalf of the Sabres forward, who was accused of scuffling with three women and a bouncer inside the bar Bottoms Up in late June. Speaking to reporters outside, Cambria said there is video of the bar's dance floor that will help Kane's case.
The allegations that I read in the paper and so on are extremely exaggerated. I've seen the video. The video doesn't back these things up. But again, you know, that's what courtrooms are for, and that's where we plan to play this out.
Kane is charged with misdemeanor counts of harassment, disorderly conduct, and trespassing. When he was first charged on July 22nd, Buffalo police investigators said at that time no one was reported injured, thus no assault charges. Acting Erie County District Attorney Michael Flaherty says if convicted, Kane could face up to 90 days in jail. However,
for first-time offenders, anybody, whether you were a hockey player or just an ordinary guy convicted of those offenses, you know, the reality is you usually rarely go to jail.
Kane was freed on his own recognizance and is due back in Buffalo City Court September 9th. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.